Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
Today, I want to talk a little bit about intimacy. That's right, we're going to get a little close. But no, what I really want to discuss is intimacy, but how it's applied or how intimate organizing can be with the organizer and the client. Or really, I mean, sometimes even just any home industry, business, service that comes into your home. But specifically, I'm going to talk about organizing, that's what I know, and then I'll kind of get into some of the other ones. But as an organizer, you know, you come in and you first you're like really helping someone with a serious issue. They're feeling a lot of anxiety, they're feeling overwhelmed, they're feeling stressed. They want this problem fixed, but they don't feel like they can fix it. They just like keep running into a roadblock of getting it done and don't know where to start, and don't know what to do. So you're coming in and having to kind of deal with a bunch of emotions to get go. And then, you know, you get in there, you get started, you are going through stuff and you're going through all their stuff, right? You're going, especially if you're doing a whole house, you're learning about every single item they've ever purchased, not in their life, but you know, a lot of stuff they've owned. You're learning about some of their nostalgic things, the things that they like hold close to themselves, and you're learning stories about them. And you get really close with your clients. You really start to understand who these people are, what, you know, what music they like, stories from their life, and you build a relationship with them. And that's one of the things I actually really enjoy about this job, is getting to spend time with people and learn about how they live and what they like and what they don't like and what frustrates them or, you know, what excites them. And you build this close relationship that is unlike many other businesses, because you really do learn about everything in their home, and you see their, you know, underwear, and you see what kind of face wash they use. And I like that. I really do. I like knowing those things, and it helps me, you know, learn about people and what they buy and why they buy things, which as a business owner and business person and marketer, I love learning those things. Those things really excite me, and I love understanding the psychology behind that. But again, it's really to me about getting close to someone and then working through that with them, learning about all their stuff, their stress, they're not wanting to go through all this stuff. Sometimes it really brings up a lot of anxiety going through it. You know, some of my clients have had loved ones that have passed, and then they're having to go and like re-encounter those feelings of, you know, memories with them, which brings up, you know, emotions they don't want to be feeling. And you got to kind of try to help them work through that and calm them down a little bit. Or not necessarily calm them down, but just sit there and be like, it's okay, you know, we'll get through this. Just appreciate them and remember them. And that's what kind of these items are for. And we'll let go of what we need to and keep the things that are important. But as you get through it and as you get towards the end, they start going, okay, we got a lot done. I feel better. Like, we're getting there. And I'm just, I agree with them, and I cheer them on, I see you're doing great. And then we get, you know, finally to the end, and it's all done, and everything's organized, and they just, you can see the sigh of relief, excuse me, you can see the sigh of relief wash over them, which is probably my favorite part, is they just go, and it's like, it's done, it's organized, it's ready to go, they can find things, it's not a nightmare anymore. And I wish I could see the repeated relief that they experience every day when they use it. And sometimes I see that when I come back. But that part is just remarkable because they started out so anxious and so just not knowing what to do. And then they went through this kind of point of struggle and they got to the other side and they feel better. And I got to provide that for them. And that enough is reward for me in doing this business. That makes really the struggles of building a business and the strife of, you know, sometimes not being able to pay yourself and working through all the issues and trying to find clients and trying to make your service better and think about all these things. But when you like get to see the results of your labor come to fruition, it makes it all worth it at the end of the day. So yeah, it's very intimate. It's, you get close with someone, you develop a relationship with them, and you help them through a tough time. And that's a great business to be in, I think, because I like providing value and I want to do things that provide value to people and not just selling another widget that is going to be used once and sit on a desk or thrown away or something of the nature. It's something that's lasting. And that's what I care about, is building lasting things. But that's the interesting thing also about the home industry in general is, essentially, in the beginning, letting strangers into your home, this very close place to you where all your stuff is, and you let people come and work and do work and improve your home and do things. And it's a unique area because other businesses like gyms or, you know, doing the grocery store, or, you know, even if you're selling something online, you don't even interact with the customer face to face. But in the home industry, you come in to where that person lives and where all their stuff is and where, you know, they feel most comfortable, and you got to respect that space and that place. And that's unlike other businesses, which is interesting. But, you know, I really do love the home industry. I remember growing up, I'd go with my mom and dad to look at houses. We were always kind of considering moving. My family always loved looking at houses. Like, I know we'd drive around with my sisters when we were in like Chicago or somewhere and just go drive around, not even go inside, but just look at all the houses and in like the nice neighborhoods and be like, oh, I like that one. Oh, that one's cool. Like, oh, I live there. And that was always a, you know, kind of fun experience to see all the interesting houses and the different ways they were made. And then I always loved when we got to actually go look at them and see inside them, because I like the possibility. I like just seeing, you know, an empty house without anyone living there and thinking about where I would put things and how I would play in the house. But I kind of digressed there from the point. Being in the home industry, you get into someone's space and you got to respect it. And I really try to do that. I bring an inside pair of shoes. I would just go barefoot, but I found that my feet get in pain because sometimes I'm standing for a long time and I need my special insoles, walk comfy, which I'll actually link in the show notes, because I think if you have a high arch, they're not for everyone, but if you have high arches, man, these things seriously, seriously saved my life. Like, wearing them, I used to like just severe foot pain and leg pain standing, even for a kind of shorter period of time sometimes, or walking. But these things have made it so much better for me. And so now I can last the whole day in people's homes. But I try to respect their house by doing that. And I try to always, you know, clean up after myself and just treat their space the way they want it to be treated, because that's how I'd hope someone that comes into my space would do it. And that's just really important to me. And, you know, do my best to make sure all my employees follow that same mantra, and I'll probably buy them all pairs of shoes to be able to have their inside shoes and their outside shoes. But yeah, we got a little intimate today, and I hope to maybe one day get intimate with people, with one of you in your home. But not sexy intimate, just learning about your stuff intimate and getting to know you intimate. Along with that, if you want to learn your organizational horoscope, go to my website and subscribe to the newsletter, which is pretty good. I send out my blogs and this podcast, but more importantly, I'm sending out these kind of fun stories that are pretty hilarious that I'm writing. So go check those out, that out, and get that free PDF and learn about your organizational horoscope. And I'll catch you tomorrow.